From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Bush campaign has raised an estimated $150 million. What can you buy with that kind of money? We'll have a report from Day to Day's Mike Pesca. But first, what can you buy for $2.30? Well, if you're in Southern California, that will get you 1 gallon of gas. Prices here have climbed steadily over the past few weeks. But California is not the only place where drivers are feeling the pinch. The Energy Department reports fuel costs are nearing record highs nationwide. And in Florida, the state attorney general is investigating why gas prices are shooting up. Here in Los Angeles, many drivers seem resigned to the price increases, including Gladys Martinez, who was filling up at her local gas station.
Well, as a consumer, I guess I'm going to have to just deal with it. I don't like it, but what are we going to do, go all on a strike?
Well, the mileage on this truck, this is what makes the money. I usually load the truck up. I carry boxes, stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, it'd be nice to get a little Hyundai or something that gets, 45 miles a gallon, but I need a truck.
That's Glenn Minsel, who runs a courier business. Like many, he's skeptical that high gas prices are simply a function of supply and demand.
They say it's because they need to get ready for the summer mixture and all that kind of stuff. I think it's just all stories, just excuses. You know, it's just a certain amount of profits need to be made.
Our reserves are full, our oil expiration. Union 76 just had their biggest profits in the last 10 years. All the oil stocks are way up. Everybody's making boku dollars, and we, the consumer, are paying for it.
Please, I'm Arabic, I know. They cannot fool me. All the tax money goes to one government, and it's where Bush is. That's where the money goes.
Jasmine Desashour, originally from Morocco, filling up at a gas station in Los Angeles. We also heard from Harry, the gentleman who referred to everyone making boku dollars. He declined to give us his last name. And those interviews were conducted by NPR producer Amy Walters.